The Class 180 is a complex, state-of-the-art high-speed train. Those drivers who've already been trained to operate these new trains have found them to be efficient and competent. However, there have been problems and some failures, sometimes due to a lack of total familiarity, other times to unexpected technical issues. In this short briefing programme, we'll look at some of the common faults and how to rectify them, and in some cases, how to prevent them happening. Problems can often begin if you don't carry out the mobilisation procedure correctly. So let's start by going through that routine and looking at some of the pitfalls. As you all know, you start the mobilisation procedure from the back cab. If the train is electrically dead, you use the green emergency egress handle to enter this cab. After you've pulled the handle and before you slide the door back, reset the handle with your T key. If you forget to do this, your interlock circuit won't be made and you'll be going nowhere. Once in the cab, get into the habit of making an anti-clockwise check, starting behind the right-hand seat. Press the auxiliary set button. Now over to the right-hand side wall and check all the key isolation switches are in the vertical position. Also, the emergency brake button. Check the safety systems panel. The top three indicators should be lit. Now move across to the driving position on the left side. Check that the combined power brake controller is in the full service position and that the adjacent emergency brake button is in the normal set position. Check that all MCBs on the back wall panel are set. Now put your key in and select the neutral position on the F&R switch. Reset the AWS and press the engine start button for 5 seconds. Don't forget that you must leave at least 30 seconds between setting the auxiliaries and starting the engines. Glance over to the safety systems panel. All four indicators should now be lit. However, this may take up to 90 seconds. If the bottom one is still out, check the uncouple button on the driving desk. If it's lit, it means that someone has pressed the couple button accidentally and the unit thinks it's coupled to another. Press the uncouple button for 10 seconds. It should go out, and the bottom indicator on the safety systems panel should light. If it doesn't, check that the passenger alarm has not been activated. Now, there's a little trap for the unwary here. Sometimes the catering crew will use an external green emergency egress handle to gain access to the train and forget to reset it. So, when you walk to the other end, check all the green handles. If necessary, you can now turn the SDO switch and release the train doors on the platform side. Now turn the F&R switch to off, remove your key, and go to the cab at the other end. While you're walking to the other end, you might hear that one of the engines isn't running. If time is available, try to restart it by pressing the local engine start button in the 3901 cupboard. It's next to the A2 door. Don't forget to press the all engine start when you get to the driving cab. If you don't, the engine you restarted will just idle. Once in the front cab, start by checking exactly the same things as you did in the back cab. Now put your key in and move the F&R switch to neutral at the same time as pressing the ATP on button. Reset the AWS, then do your ATP setup, your radio setup, and log on to the TMS. You may need to shut an engine down locally at the 3901 cupboard. Don't use the local engine trip button. It can cause crossfeed problems. Operate the engine isolating switch here instead. If an engine shuts down due to a cooler group fault, this LED will light. You can try resetting by pressing the hydraulic reset button. Then the local engine start. Again, don't forget to press the all engine start when you get back to the driving cab. If you don't, the engine you restarted will just idle. If the door release buttons don't light up when you press them, check that you've turned the SDO to the appropriate position. If they still don't light, check the overspeed indicator. If this is lit, press the auxiliary set button behind you. This should reset the overspeed and enable you to get a door release. If you can't maintain proper main reservoir air pressure, go to the C car and check compressor control MCB in the 3901 cupboard and the main compressor supply MCB in the 4901 cupboard. That's the one by the B2 door. If this is okay, check the residual current device MCB. It's down at the bottom. Try resetting it. If it trips again, try tripping all non-essential MCBs in the cupboard. That's the toilet heater MCB, the auxiliary transformer MCB, and the air conditioning MCB. Then try resetting the residual current device MCB again. It should stay in this time. Now repeat this procedure in the e-car. The toilets aboard the Class 180 have an air-operated flush, like those on passenger aircraft. A burst or similar defect in any toilet can result in a loss of main reservoir air pressure. In this case, it'll be necessary to locate the toilet in question and isolate the toilet air supply by closing the red isolation cock in the cupboard behind the WC pedestal. If a call for aid alarm won't reset, go to the affected coach. Open the 3901 cupboard and trip and reset the comms pass alarm MCB. This should fix the problem. This is a software issue currently under investigation. If the train manager reports complaints from passengers that the heating is excessive in any one coach, the problem could be a jammed thermostat. Place a hand over body side heaters and see if heat is coming from these. If there is, go to the centre of the coach and locate the small cupboard behind the seat backs. Inside is a green isolation cock. Shut this off. But be careful, it gets very hot. The cab vehicles have only one green cock. The other is a thermostatic type, similar to the ones that you might see at home on a radiator. Do not isolate this one or any other colour cocks in this area. If an earth leakage MCB is tripped and you couple to another unit, the fault will be transferred to that unit. If it trips when you couple to another unit, you can be sure that the fault was on that unit and has now been transferred to yours. This type of fault can be quite elusive, so try and help the engineers by noting when the earth leakage trips, in other words, what equipment was being activated, or what were you doing when the MCB tripped. If you can report this accurately, it will be a great help to the staff back at the depot. Here's a little misunderstanding that's caught drivers out. When you press the talk back button on the communications panel, you expect the button to light. It doesn't. It's not a fault. It isn't designed to light up. There has been some confusion over the clearing of faults on the TMS after initial boot up. Remember that each fault has to be cleared separately, one by one. Do this by pressing the F1 key to acknowledge each fault. Then, once all faults are acknowledged, return to the current fault list and see which faults are still on the system. If smoke or steam is seen or reported as coming from under one of the coaches and the fire system is activated, it's important to stay calm and not to overreact. Don't evacuate the passengers unnecessarily, especially in an unsafe location. Remember that the system design prevents fire spreading from the underside to the passenger compartments for 30 minutes. You should check whether it's smoke or steam. It may simply be an engine fault that has caused the automatic firefighting equipment to be activated. If it is, it's steam you can see as the foam boils away on the hot engine. It has a smell like washing up liquid. If an engine is shut down or it's cold, the engine preheater will start up in order to keep the heaters warm in the passenger compartment. On starting, the preheater will often cause a puff of smoke to emerge from the vent pipe near the rail. This has caused some alarm to train crews, particularly when the unit is standing at a platform. However, it's quite normal and will soon disperse. It poses no fire risk whatever. The faults and issues we've looked at in this programme are mainly the small problems that have cropped up unexpectedly. Many faults can be resolved by simply switching off, then on again, just like at home when your computer plays up. Always make sure all doors are closed. On power-up, a 2-minute brake system test fools the door into thinking that the train is moving, so be patient. Finally, if you experience a fault, enter as much detail as you can in the unit repair book. For example, if the public information system drops out, what code did you enter? What we've covered isn't exhaustive. And of course, all known failure situations are covered in the Class 180 Driver Manual or published traction bulletins. If you have any comments on the content of this programme, have a word with your standards manager.